This is the Joey English Show Red Hot Treasure Chest for Home and Services.
Presented through the generosity of the Ovier Real Estate Group. Ovier Alvarez, isn't that pretty? Has special services for families in need, special needs really, seniors, and investments. And he speaks fluent Spanish. Here's his phone number, 626-510-7042. Now, in the treasure chest, a gift certificate for a free meal at Elmer's. Have you been there, Doctor?
I have not.
We've got to get you out more. Have you been to Elmer's?
Oh, yeah, but it's been a while.
The best breakfast in town. That great big,
what do you call that?
German pancake.
Yes.
Ooh.
I have to go now. Okay, they're at 1030 East Palm Canyon in Palm Springs. The website is eat@elmers.com. And the phone number is 327-8419.
Hi, Joey Pals. This is Jackie Donnell at Elmer's. Come join us for breakfast and lunch on our front lawn.
You've got a gift certificate to Laser Inc. You know, a lot of the big stores now don't recycle cartridges. So the best prices are at Laser Inc., 4599 East Ramon Road in Palm Springs. But go in there and look at their collection of typewriters.
Oh.
My grandchildren, when they were younger, they'd say, how do you spell check? I mean, you know, no, what's a typewriter? How do you make a carbon? Oh, it's, and they can repair anything. I mean, your printers, your copiers, your fax machines. Phone number is 778-4444, Laser, L-A-S-R, Inc.com.
Hi, this is Jack Lacey with Laser Ink and Central Printer Resources. Come on in and see me, Joey Pals.
And First Gallery is now called MJR Custom Framing. You've got a $50 gift certificate. And it's going to be Mother's Day soon. I keep telling you, find an old picture of your grandmother, depending on how old you are, your great-grandmother, even if they're faded, and they can restore them on the computer, and then they can put all the women that you have pictures of in your family, in the, speaking of mitochondrial DNA, put the picture of all the women. I have, isn't that a lovely idea?
That is
and
so
then
cool.
I gave them to my granddaughters. Aww. So now they can see where they get their headaches from. I'm sorry, that wasn't nice. Okay, and they are at 69930 Highway 111 in Rancho Mirage. And now we're getting to know Joe.
Joey Pals, this is Joe from MJR Custom Framing. Come in, and I look forward to working with you.
So all three of those things go to one person. Lindsay, how many children do you still have?
Two, because we're not counting dogs, correct?
Yes, we're not. Dr. Jason, do you have children?
No, I don't.
Okay.
No so, pets either.
Oh, yeah. I can't add what I've got to deal with. Okay, George Kessinger doesn't have any. Lindsay has two. Joey has three. We'll take the fifth caller, Joey Pals, at 323-JOEY, 323-5639. On your mark, get ready, get set, go. If you're caller number five, I'll happily mail you all these things, and you'll be eligible for our wheel spin in April. Thank you for being so loyal to this show for over a quarter of a century. 26 years. That's either my age, and I'm 76 years on the radio, or the other way around. But bless you. Yeah, make it work for me. Back to our wonderful, regularly scheduled programming. Lindsay Valenzuela from?
Desert Oasis Healthcare.
And Dr. Jason Cal from?
Also Desert Oasis Healthcare.
See, I should be able to remember that. Okay, we're right in the middle of a real interesting conversation. Help me, Lindsay. Let's talk to the doctor. So we determine how you diagnose this. Then what's the treatment?
Yes.
And that brings you both in, right?
Yes.
Okay, please, both of you.
Yeah, so treatments, there are a lot of ways to go about it. The first thing is we do want to recognize triggers, right? Because the best treatment is to avoid them to begin with, to avoid migraines. So what can someone with migraines do to prevent them in general? So identifying their triggers. Okay, and this, you know, this is different for everyone. Some people might not have triggers. Some people just might not know what they are.
But everybody always says, you're giving to your children. Right. You're giving me a headache.
So maybe children's one of them. But what that probably points at is stress and anxiety, and that's probably the most common trigger.
I'm sure, especially right now.
Yeah, yes. Yeah, exactly.
And everybody's been on top of each other for all these weeks and now starting to open up. Okay, keep going.
Yeah. So, you know, stress, anxiety. We also think about certain smells that can be, you know, that can be a trigger.
Really?
You know, perfumes, cigarette smoke, certain foods, so chocolates and even...
Ouch!
Even alcohol, I have to say it.
Oh, it's okay.
Alcohol.
How does somebody identify a trigger?
You know, it's, you find out the hard way. You know,
trial and error.
Yeah, you don't, sometimes you don't know. Like, I had someone who was eating processed meats, like hot dogs.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
And
you know, the nitrates.
Yeah, and they, you know, we couldn't really pinpoint it until we nailed it down to, oh, what was different that day, and that's how we figured it out. So,
gosh,
you know,
that's why they say dark chocolate, maybe. I don't know why. I get through the chocolate, thank God.
Joey hasn't found her trigger yet.
Yeah,
no.
Yeah.
So. Cigarette smoke, I can believe. Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. Now, actually, that bothers me, of course. But that's more like an allergy, and that's different from a migraine, isn't it?
Well, yeah, if it's an allergy, it's an allergy. But it can, if it's your, a true trigger, then, you know, it will cause it for you.
My goodness.
Yeah. And out in the desert, I would say weather changes. So extreme heat or extreme cold. And even what we call barometric changes. So that refers to the changes in pressure in the air.
Pressure makes sense, doesn't
it? Yeah, it does make sense. And so those, you know, avoiding triggers would be what we consider a non-pharmacologic treatment.
Yeah.
So no, not drug-related.
Right.
Yes.
Can you get a migraine from taking a certain drug or recreational drugs or who knows? Oh, gosh.
Yeah, so it's kind of a... counterproductive almost. Some of the medications that we use to treat migraines on the spot, if you use them too much, it leads to worsening headaches, like rebound headaches. So that's one of the things we counsel on, is to make our patients aware to limit the use of those medications, like, let's say, Tylenol, over-the-counter things I'm talking about, Tylenol, Advil, just to limit those, because it can, you know, cause worsening headaches if you use it too much.
You're doing such a... Joey Powell, who asked for this question, you know who you are. And isn't Doctor doing a good job of covering it? Okay, let's go to the treatment.
Okay, all right. So we have, like I said, the two ways to approach it, okay? We have abortive treatments, which
abortive.
Means... Abortive. Abortive. It means you want to abort the migraine as it comes on.
Okay,
so that's what I'm referring to when I'm talking about the Tylenol. In other cases, for more severe cases, we use prescription-grade things like, they're called triptans, okay? That's the drug class,
triptan. Is that still the abortive treatment?
That is still abortive, yes. So you use it on the spot as needed.
On the spot.
Yes, like you would a Tylenol.
Okay.
Okay, and then we have preventative treatments. Now, this is where...
Prophylactic.
Yes, you got it.
I know.
Good job,
I can spell that.
Prophylactic, otherwise known as preventative. So the goal here is to prevent migraines so they don't even occur. So this is something you would take on a routine basis, like you would for your high blood pressure medications, you know, things like that.
What's a drug that you use for that treatment?
Yeah. So these are actually pretty common, and they're intended originally for other conditions. So an example would be antidepressants.
Sure.
Right. This is for mood. Typically, you think that's for mood, but it has its benefits for migraine.
Makes
prevention.
Sense, though.
Yeah. If you think about me saying stress being a trigger.
Is Ativan one of those? No. What's?
No.
I should
Can
never...
you give an example of an antidepressant?
Yeah, the most common one we go to is amitriptyline or Elavil. Yeah.
So that's an older antidepressant that some people may not be familiar with, but it does have a lot of effects on pain as well.
Yeah,
some people
but
use
you're
that for
in
chronic pain
with these.
Yes,
so it goes to that part of your brain where the pain is, that part receptor.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay, so how long do you use the abortive treatments and the preventative treatments?
As long as you need. So the abortive treatments. So backtrack a little bit. Mm-hmm. Migraines. You have to think of it as a condition of the brain. It's not like a one and done thing that, you know, a headache after a hangover. where you swear you won't drink ever again, right?
And you're going to build a hospital and you'll be nicer to your mother-in-law.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So this is a condition that sticks with you. You have to manage it optimally and appropriately, like diabetes, like high blood pressure. So that being said, to answer your question, how long do you need to be on it? For as long as, you know, you need to be, because sometimes it does fade away, you know, when you control it well enough. So,
boy, that's a silly question, but it's my show. Is it in the same part of your head and your brain as a regular run-of-the-mill day-in, day-out headache?
The mechanism it happened by which it happens is slightly different and involves a lot of, basically the brain is a little more hyperactive and hyperreactive to triggers. So it's a lot of signals being sent, you know, almost kind of spontaneously. And so that can lead to a lot of signals that meet up right in the middle called the trigeminal nerve that causes all the symptoms that I talked about before, the auras, sensitive light, yes, nausea.
Some of those are so strange. But Lindsay, you were saying you couldn't see below your nose.
I couldn't. It was very strange. I couldn't see.
That's frightening. Did you think you were going blind?
I thought maybe I was, like you mentioned, having a stroke.
Yes. Oh, yes.
And so I, luckily, we have our immediate care on campus, and I walked over there, and one of the immediate care doctors saw me, and by the time he saw me, it had resolved. And he said, well, I don't know what happened, but it's gone. And
it's over.
You know, if it comes back, come back. And so I went back to work and it happened again. And I went back and he said, well, you need to see our neurologist.
Yes.
So I saw the neurologist. He did an MRI. He did a full physical exam, determined there was nothing else wrong.
Thank God.
And that we would deal with it if it happened again. And it never happened again. It was very
what
strange.
What triggered it?
You know, I had a very rigorous workout.
Oh, I've told you exercise is not good for you.
I know. I don't know if that's what triggered it. I'm a regular exercising adult, but that workout in particular was
heavy. And your children didn't?
My daughter had trouble with migraines for a portion of time. But
how old is she?
She's 12 now.
Is it tied to puberty?
No, it was about when she was 7 or 8.
And my goodness.
Once we started avoiding processed meats, they went away.
So, Dr. Cow, anybody can get migraines, sounds like.
Yeah, and it's good to know that there is a genetic component. So, Lindsay.
Blame your mother.
Lindsay experiencing migraines, you know, maybe someone up the family tree or below the family tree, in her case, her daughter. You know, we can expect that. That might be a possibility.
Got it.
Yeah.
Fascinating stuff. Thank you, doctor. Don't go anywhere. I mean,
I won't.
We're going to go back and give Lindsay a little more time to, or I'll hear about it from our Joey pals. COVID report.
COVID report. Things are going pretty well in Riverside County right now. I mentioned we're in the low risk category, which means most environments when you're indoors are safe. As long as we all follow that rule that if we're sick, we stay home. I know a lot of the kids in schools are going away with masks. I know my kids' school stopped masking today, Monday the 14th. And that's exciting, but I think we all have to remember that masks have their place at certain times. So just remember that this level that the county has depends on case rates. So if they go up and our risk goes up, then how we react to it changes. And we need to be flexible and remember everything we've learned over the last 2 years so that when that risk goes up, we react, we bring it back down before it becomes a big problem like we had in January.
Is flu season over?
Flu season is not over, although it has been a lighter flu season. We've seen a lot of people get their flu vaccines with us. We still have them available. Our vaccine clinics still have COVID vaccines available as well. And we have a really powerful tool for certain people in our population.
Meaning?
So for people who are considered immunocompromised. So their immune system, the part that protects us from infection, doesn't work as well as we'd want it to. We have a monoclonal antibody that is used just for people who are immunocompromised to avoid getting sick from COVID-19.
That's wonderful.
It's called Ebusheld. And it's two intramuscular gluteal injections.
Does that mean your hip?
That means your bottom.
Yes. What was the word she used? Malta. We're almost out of time, so I can't tease her too much more.
So if you're interested,
yes.
If you believe you have a condition that causes you to have a compromised immune system, make sure you've gotten all of your vaccines. You're up to date. You've gotten your booster. And then give us a call.
At 969-6555.
You'll be put in touch with one of our wonderful pharmacists,
yes.
Like Jason or myself, and we will make sure you're appropriate and get you scheduled.
Thank you so much. Jason, we didn't hurt you, did we?
No, okay. That's great.
Come back.
I'm a Joey pal now.
Give me another.
Hey, you didn't ask me, Joey.
Yeah, well, too late. 106 weeks and half of them are yours. Okay, Joey pals, here comes today's Joey English Desert Datebook, presented through the generosity of Buzzbox.com. Buzzbox cocktails are handcrafted in the Coachella Valley. Use only top shelf spirits and all natural ingredients. No additives, no preservatives ever. Buzzbox is the world's most eco-friendly cocktail. It's 100% recyclable, and there are no other companies that have spirit-based cocktails in an eco-friendly Tetra packaging. Three simple steps to enjoy Buzzbox Buzzbox cocktails. Chill, shake, and enjoy. And check out the great video on their website, buzzbox.com. ACT Tours want you to know there are 7 days in a week. Some day isn't one of them. Travel the world while you can with ACT. The Palm Springs-based operator has been customizing vacations since 1976 to all seven continents at prices you can afford. Go with a company you can trust that has been there, done that. Phone 322-1247 or visit act-tours.com for a menu of both international tours and day excursions. Dana Haynes, astrologyworldnews.com is her website. She wants you to know about Pisces. This year, the planets are activating intuitive awareness for the sun sign Pisces. Pay attention to what your psyche is telling you to enjoy good changes. They're tired of negative, restrictive news on a daily basis. Pisces can bring laughs, happiness, and fun times into the lives of others. You may be dreaming up a new business in the entertainment field or figuring a new approach to your present occupation to create fun times for others. Pisces love to be out and about with people. They don't like restrictions, so now is the time to decide what's important to you. Check it all out with Dana. Go to astrologyworldnews.com. Desert Water Agency wants your input on electoral division maps. Go to dwa.org/divisions. Do you need help paying your water bill? Go to dwa.org/H2O. If you want to save water and money, go to dwa.org/save. And the main website is dwa.org. We want you to know about Just Fabulous. I love their website. It's the letter B, just the letter B, bejustfabulous.com. Get ready for Mother's Day, graduation, birthdays, weddings. They have a huge order of books, gifts, candles, and more. Lalo Visions. Connect with your angels. I get more peaceful just reading this. Connect with your angels during a reading with Lalo Tachikin, psychic to the psychics, to find out what the week holds in store for you. I tell you, before he ever met me, he knew my grandmother's nickname for me that my own children do not know. Lalo's detailed messages, delivered at his office overlooking Joshua National Tree Park in nearby Yucca Valley, will astound you. Phone this gifted spiritual consultant, 401-1810, or visit his website for more information. Joey Pals, this is a great gift idea heading up to Mother's Day. A 90-minute reading with Lalo is $95, and people love it. Palm Springs Aerial Tramway, that website is pstramway.com. Remember to check out the tram cam for valley views, weather, and so much more. Pines Cafe is open 7 days a week during normal tram operating hours. And Peaks Restaurant is now open for lunch from 11 to 4. And last but not least, the Palm Springs Cultural Center / Camelot Theaters, home of the best popcorn in the valley. The website is psculturalcenter.org. Jazz is back on the second floor. And if you're interested in performing live upstairs in their lounge, here's an email. tim@psculturalcenter.org. Okay, Joey pals. Thank you for spending this wonderful hour with us. What a good time we had. Tomorrow, join us for Ovier Alvarez, Patty Grabeau, and Landon Morris. Until then, you be well and all the best.